Now, looking forward to that one, Fletch and the Missile. That's a good combo, that one. I'll be tuning in, 1300 01 1170. Just before we get to what's trending, and we're having a little bit of a breakout time here with Two Buck Chuck. Just letting you know, I'll be away. I'll be out of the chair over the next 6 or 7 days. I'm heading over to the UK. We're putting on the Tonga v France. Myself and a couple of others with Novo Sports, Rugby League World Cup warm-up game. So if you can't make it to the Shea at Halifax, which I'm sure most of you can't, then by all means watch across Recast. Those links out across my social media and all over the place. If you're love to see Tonga in action before the number two ranked team in the world go into action for this Rugby League World Cup. You'll be able to do that. Jimmy Parra went into a war with a homemade kid slingshot, says Matt at Wilgoolga. And then Matt at Coff said, Jimmy, I don't feel like the Eels gave themselves any chance. They needed to go in all guns blazing to get grubby and play on the edge of the rules. They tried to out-footy them, which was never going to work. The only way to disrupt the machine, i.e. the Panthers, is to unplug the cord from the wall. The Eels bench was also a disgrace. I don't think they were a disgrace. They weren't great. So, Jimmy, love how the Penrith area have embraced grand final week. I've noticed to celebrate, most cars in the area have put a different coloured door/boot on their vehicles for the occasion, says DK11, who tends to look at things in a little bit of a different fashion.
Time for What's Trending with Coach K.
We ain't got Coach K today. We got a desolate, there's word of the day, Two Buck Chuck.
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
Not much.
Why'd you just turn yourself off?
I thought it was the wrong mic. Not much is going on. Just returned from a lovely weekend away in Maitland, went on a wine tour. It was my girlfriend's best friend's birthday, so shout out to Amy.
Can I just pull you up there?
Yeah.
No one's interested in that shit, mate.
That's all right. It was a nice wine tour. But
did you promise her you were going to give her a shout out? Yes. Is that what that's on? Now you've got to clip that up and send it to her.
I do. But also,
happy birthday, Amy.
They're also all very excited about the NRLW grand final.
Nice.
Yeah, which was good to see. And they got the win as well, Newcastle, which I'm very excited about.
You're a Newcastle fan. Edric Lee, chairman of the Edric Lee Fan Club. So yep. Jesse Southwell is enjoying herself in the celebrations. Tamika Upton, the Karen Murphy medalist, and Millie Ball. So you buy two of the best players in the competition and you get them to the club and then you win the comp.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, exactly. So Newcastle Knights, the men's team, are announcing the signing of Dylan Edwards and James Tedesco shortly. 2023 premiers.
And we've got Ronnie Griffiths, the coach of that side, coming up very shortly.
Very much
as well.
Looking forward to that, Chuck.
Yeah, yeah. All right. What's trending, buddy? What do you got?
So this first one, I was tuning in last night to the NRL grand final, like we all were, and Joey Johns had this to say regarding Nathan Cleary.
With tonight's performance, he goes past Greg Alexander. Greg Alexander delivered the first one. We know what a player Greg Alexander was, but I think with tonight's performance, I think he goes past him, Nathan Cleary.
Wow.
Yeah, I immediately sat up when I heard those comments. I was like, SEN's own Greg Brandy Alexander.
Who you work with on a daily basis.
Yeah, yep. When I'm not here working with Jimmy, I'm on breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. And I got to say, Nathan Cleary's had a stellar career. I mean, he's the same age as me. He's 24. Yeah. I'm stuck here with you. He's out shirtless being interviewed in the morning with KFC ski goggles around his neck and celebrating his second premiership.
Yes.
But
stuck here with you.
Is he better than Greg Alexander?
It's a great question.
Of sevens? I think it's a good discussion. I disagree with Joey, but I think looking at the numbers, you can make an argument.
They're very different sevens. Mm. Brandy was brilliant, like so athletic and brilliant. And I was listening to Phil Gould talk about it on his Six Tackles with Gus podcast and talk about what was going to happen for Greg Alexander in 1991. He captains Penrith to their first ever premiership. Halfway through 1992, his brother is tragically killed in a car accident. And then it takes – Greg Alexander holds the record for having the most amount of time between appearances for the Kangaroos, like he playing for Australia. He did it in 1990, and then he did it again in 1997. Or he might have been selected and broke a foot, so couldn't go – but 7 years apart. But he lost a period of time because of the impact that the loss of his brother had on him. And it was his best – football, in a way. Now, touch wood and everything around Nathan, so we think he's just going to have a natural career projection. I think Nathan's in front of him.
Yeah?
I really do.
I don't disagree with anyone who has that point of view. I just think personally I'm very much a traditionalist. Got to look at the impact that Greg Alexander had on rugby league and Penrith rugby in general.
All right. Now, what have you got? What's Appy doing at the Tigers?
Yeah, so Appy Coruscant played his final game for Penrith last night, and this is what Viliami Kikau had to say to him.
How many you got? Well, must be nice. Must be nice.
Last ones.
Must be
don't
nice.
Get those
at
the Tigers.
Oh, so he's holding up his three rings.
Yep.
2014 Rabbitohs, 2021 Panthers, 2022 Panthers. And who was a kick out saying, "Oh, you don't get those at the Tigers."
Yep, not gonna, that's the last one. Enjoy while you got them.
Whoa. It's a little bit harsh, Tigers fans. Although, as we sit here, Panthers first, Tigers 16th. Maybe not 16th next year.
The only way is up.
No. The only way is not up. You know why?
Well, because the Dolphins are
coming, correct.
So they could go down
correct.
To 17.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm so sorry,
I
Tigers
can't believe
fans.
You brought that up, Chuck. But anyway, you're ruthless.
Yes.
Ruthless. Well done, mate. All right, we've got to get going. We'll get to an ad break. After that, we're going to have a chat with Ronnie Griffiths. He's a premiership-winning coach.